This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. There you go. Now I can actually hear something. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for being with me. No, I really do. I mean that sincerely. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I appreciate the time that you're texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And we're up on Facebook again. So if you're hanging around on Facebook, you're running around on Facebook, you can find us on that Facebook thing. Or as some people used to call it, the Facebook. And I do so much appreciate the time. Hey, tonight is the night. Xander Gibb will join us just after the first break. The self-proclaimed, what's he call himself? Queen of all New York media. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to get it right. Although somebody said the other night, we saw that thing, said, what was it? They thought he looked like Meatloaf. Which I thought was kind of funny, because I really hadn't thought about that for a long time.
It was
kind of. I thought it was, well, it was funny.
He's better looking than Meatloaf.
Yeah. What?
He's better looking than Meatloaf.
Well, you tell him that, it'll make him feel really good. He'll feel really special. Anyway, 855 Real Show, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on a website. We have a live chat room on the website, a live chat room on Facebook. You can really, I got to tell you got to go out of your way not to be involved. We're like horse manure on a ranch. And I know this doesn't sound very appetizing. I wasn't looking to be appetizing, just trying to give you an idea of what it's all about. All right. So the loons on the left just go down their minds. There's so many reasons. Well, this is nothing new, too, right? There's no news here. The Jerry Brown, like lost his mind over President Trump pulling us out of the Paris Agreement. Now, the funny thing about it is it's, he didn't say we're done, we're over, it's finished. No, he said we're going to, you know, if we're going to be part of this, we'll pick up bits and pieces of it, and we will make the deal our way. That, why is that so bad? No, seriously, I'd love somebody on the left to call and tell me why it is so bad. I don't think it is. Anyway, so we'll deal more. We're definitely going to deal more than that. Definitely, we're going to deal. God, the mouth is just not working tonight. We're more than that tonight. Anyhow, the schools across the U.S. are apologizing. Now, some of you guys, I think, are my age. Right? And with some of the comments you make, I would suggest that you're somewhere between 55 and 60. Schools across the U.S. now are apologizing for offensive senior quotes in the student yearbook. How is this new? Really, have we hit the pinnacle of political correctness gone crazy? I mean, seriously, I can't even tell you some of the quotes that were in my yearbook. We have it somewhere around here. But we're not gonna read anything out of it. We're not gonna show any pictures from it either. So the Panther Creek High School principal is apologizing for a senior quote in the yearbook. The community calling it offensive, sexist, and hateful. The comment. Now, see, this is what I love. I'll say it. And I will get some emails. I will get some people telling me how, oh, listen to what he's saying. Listen to what he's like. Okay, get over yourself. I'm reading what's in the yearbook. It's for news purposes. Again, if you can't handle it, ready? 3, 2, 1, you can change the station. 3, 2, 1. Okay, good. Now all the snowflakes are gone. The quote, which appeared under the photo of a senior at the school, created backlash online that forced Hendrick to respond Wednesday to the principal through a statement posted on the school's Twitter page. The quote, I don't know what's worse, candy corn or women's rights. Now, you could take that number of different ways. If you think the kid was just being a blatant idiot, then when he gets home, dad will slap him upside the head. And then what you could do, if you have the book and you really think that that's offensive, you could do one of two things. You can hide from it and put a big happy face sticker over it. Or you can circle it and write idiot next to it. You could do, you know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? There are other ways to deal with this other than curl up in a ball and hide in the corner. That's what I would tell my kids. You don't like something somebody says, you got, it's already on there, then you circle it and you say, this guy was an idiot. That way, then when you're 50, you're my age, you go, oh, I remember that idiot. The quote, which appeared under the photo, is really making people nuts. She goes on to say, I'd like to apologize to our school community for the offensive senior quote that was not caught by the yearbook review process. Yeah, sure, whatever. They probably all giggled at it. This sexist quote is a poor representation of our school, and particularly our senior class. I'm disappointed that it was published, and doubly disappointed that our students would harbor, let alone express, such a hateful viewpoint. Okay, this is where I say to you, there are idiots, and there are idiots. And 16, 17, 15, whatever year-old kids can be stupid sometimes. We all were stupid sometimes at that age. Were we not? Now, the quote controversy is among numerous instances highlighted in EAG News. You can find them at eagnews.org. It's all over the schools that are trying to censor these things up all across the country. There are quotes that they've quoted from, you know, Texas schools, Arizona schools. Right? Kentucky schools. And look at it. I can't believe all of these. Principal Danny King apologized Thursday for another quote in your book. It says, I like my women like I like my milk. White, rich, and 2% fat.
Okay, what?
Yeah, I know. Everyone's going to go nuts with this, right? I mean, it's okay to say in a movie. It's okay for the liberal left lunatics to say these things in the movies. Yeah, I like my coffee like I like my women. Black and strong. Right? That's okay to say in a movie. This young man said, I like my women how I like my milk. White, rich, and 2% fat. We'll be back in a few minutes. David Gibb will join us. Let's see if we can't make him blush. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod. At shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
Tonight, we usually enjoy it with Xander Gibbon. I know a lot of you look forward to Xander's appearance, but I'm going to tell you, somebody today read a chapter in my book and called me out as being a hater of the lesbian, gay, transgender community. So with that said, Xander, I am sorry. You being an openly gay man will no longer be on my show. I don't want to make a liar out of the guy.
Okay, well, with that level of introduction you gave me, I usually have to go to family for that level of rudeness. So I'm leaving. I'm going to chuck a hissy fit. I'm going. Goodbye. I'll stay for you, Tammy, okay?
Oh, yeah. Well, we know who the well-loved one is around here, I'll tell you that. So seriously, now you and I have known each other, and funny because we were just talking. I was just talking about this before the show, and I said, you know, it was something I said that brought Xander to me to begin with. He's gotten to know Gina Loudon, and both Republican hardcore right wing conservatives. And if what the left said is true, all we would have done was beat on you verbally. And
yeah.
That has not happened, I think, last I checked. And
no.
If anybody's been nasty to you, it's been the left, has it not?
Yeah, for sure, because I'm a traitor.
Well, they draw a core to you, or how does that work? I don't know.
I don't know how it works. But, yeah, interestingly enough, I mean, for those of you that don't know, that I actually, my first interaction with Dr. Gina Loudon was an altercation after she'd appeared on a TV show called Wife Swap.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
They made her out to be this anti-gay Republican. And so obviously, you know, where I was at that point in time, I attacked her and said, you may dress like a Christian, Gina, but that's where the similarity ends. And she was having none of it. She educated me and she said, I have no problem with you, being gay. And if you choose to believe that kind of, that dialogue that the media wants to put out there about Republicans, then that's your problem. And I was like,
whoa,
oh, well, prove me wrong. And she did.
That's funny. That's so true, but it's funny.
Yeah.
So this, and you're a Christian, and this is what's really funny here. So the guy calls me out, and he, what the left does on a regular basis, he goes through my book, and he selectively pulls out a portion of the book where it says that gays and lesbians are an abomination to God. Okay? And so he says, that's what I said. And I said, no, I was talking to a woman, and I was quoting scripture to her and saying, look, you have to work through these scriptures, and you have to study them, and you have to understand them.
Right.
All right? So then I said, are you telling me that I can't even talk about, teach, read from, discuss openly scriptures in the Bible? And that was the last of it. But it's really funny is that you can't even quote. And for giggles, I'm thinking about doing this. Tell me what you think about this. I pulled up the what do they call them in the Quran? They have a special name for them. Anyway, so I pulled up these scriptures, quotes, whatever, from the Quran about gays and lesbians. And I was thinking to myself,
They're called lies.
Yeah.
Carry on.
You're going to get me killed. That's all there is to it. So I started pulling them up, and I'm going, wow, you know, I wonder what would happen if I read these on or put these up. And because I know that they don't know Christian scripture, I would put them up as Christian scripture and see what they would do.
Right.
Right? I bet you they would rip Christians apart and go, oh, I posted the wrong one. I'm sorry, that's out of the Quran. What do you think they would come up? We could have some fun with that. What do you think they would do at that point in time, right?
Right.
Yeah, so it's amazing. It's a double, triple, quadruple standard. They pull out what they want. They use the bits and pieces they want. And people jump on. I mean, I'm amazed at how people jump on board with this. And I'm going to do this later on in the show. I'm going to actually read some of these things out of the Quran because I want people to hear. It's funny how all they ever hear about, like that one guy that called the show one night or said this thing, said he took a class or so. Whatever happened is he was sure that the Bible taught that we could beat our women. We could beat our wives, remember? So apparently that was all okay and happy and all that. And I told him, I said, I've been studying the Bible for years. I haven't found that scripture yet.
Me either.
You know? I mean, seriously. Let's go to one of your favorite people, Kathy Griffin. So.
Okay. Now,
she's a comedian. Isn't she part of your tribe there? The New York comedians, aren't they all one big happy family? And that's what I was
saying. Yeah, but I'm a comedian and she's not part of my family anymore. Not that she was anyway, but I mean, she can be very funny, but when all of you humor, it's like Don Rickles. Don Rickles was, you know, they called Don Rickles Rotten Rickles, but he would never have gone this far.
No. No, and it was all, you knew, when Rickles was doing it, you knew it was always in jest, you knew it was never out of hate, and he was, and I always say, you know, he was an equal opportunity guy. You weren't safe, whether you were a Jew, Gentile, atheist, black, white, green, purple, everybody. He didn't spare
exactly.
Anyone. And you knew, if you drop all the political correct crap, you knew that he was just having a funny moment with you, okay? Now I want you to listen to Kathy Griffin again. Here's something that, if it doesn't make upset you, this is why I can't stand the woman. I just, there's nothing funny about her to me. Take a listen.
A lot of people.
By the way, she was winning an award. I think it was 2007 Primetime Creative Arts Award. Let's have a listen.
A lot of people come up here and they thank Jesus for this award. I want you to know that no one had less to do with this award than Jesus. He didn't help me a bit. If it was up to him, Caesar Milan would be up here with that damn dog. So all I can say is...
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, I didn't want to... Here, let me play that. I want you to hear the last thing she says.
So all I can say is, suck it, Jesus, this award is my God now!
Okay. And this is fully acceptable. We're supposed to laugh about it, right? Because, yeah, it's just comedy, Joe. Stop being so uptight about it and all nine yards. No, I'm good with the freedom of speech thing, but it goes right back to what I've always said to you. It's not equality. It's control they want, right? I mean, listen, you're a comedian. You get the bounds, but you're also a Christian. Isn't that somewhat offensive to you?
It is very offensive to me, but I think that if you are a comedian, you have to evolve. You know, the stuff I did 20 years ago is totally different to the stuff I do today, because I have a certain standard now that I have to achieve, and I can be funny without being dirty or swearing or, you know, it does take being a little bit clever, because all those things are so cheap. That kind of humor is so cheap, you know, and... Yeah. It's a cheap laugh, but I do find that offensive. I mean, I don't find religious jokes offensive at all. You know, I mean, I tell religious jokes, but they're not nasty religious jokes.
No.
You know, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and Adam says to Eve, are we black or are we white? And Adam says, I'm going to go and ask God. And he comes back and says, I asked God and we're white. And she's like, so how did you work that out? And he says, well, God says you are what you are. She's like, well, how do you know that we're white? Because if it was black, he'd have said, it is what it is.
Oh, ba-dum-bunch. Now we have to go for commercial break. I will tongue lash him on the other side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I keep telling you guys, if you let me know where you're from, now, I'm not going to go digging, or digging, whichever you prefer. I'm going to go digging to find out where you're from. Yeah, you know what I'm getting, self-conscious? Because the people have beaten me up about my spelling and my grammar. And, you know, I really, wouldn't you love to, if somebody's drowning and you're reaching over and said, hey, you want me to help you? You know, and can you imagine the guy going down going, only if you use the proper grammar. Right? I mean, seriously, give me a break, will you? People need to get over themselves. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me just bring him back on. I have so much fun when Xander Gibb joins us on the show. I actually kick off my weekend with him, which is always kind of cool. And Xander, again, thanks for being with me. And tell people where they can find you. And, you know, I don't mean physically. We're not trying to get you a date here. We're just trying to have
absolutely. Them. Hey, but let me just ask you. I didn't even think your grandma was still alive.
Which, boom, boom. Thank you. He will not be here every day this week, for sure.
You can find me at xandergibb.com. I'm the show as weeknight, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. The book, the album, everything is available at xandergibb.com. Because I'm an author and a singer as well, you know. And a comedian.
Yes. Well, well, we know this. This is obvious.
Not the Kathy Griffin variety.
No. Oof. No. Don't.
Kathy Griffin can suck it.
Okay. That would be, you can find him at xandergibb.com. So we're clear. Yeah. All right, Xander.
Complain at xandergibb, I don't give a crap.com.
There you go. That's even better. I like that one even better. But here's what I like. I always love when I have you on the show because you can relate, right? I mean, you have identified now as I can't remember, what is it, a coconut unicorn or a rainbow unicorn or something. I don't even remember what it is.
I'm just a plain old unicorn.
Oh, you're plain old. Well, no, I don't think you're a plain old anything, but okay. But so being of that ilk, I thought maybe you'd appreciate this or you could help me to explain it. Because after taking about 7 hits off the crack pipe, I still couldn't understand this, okay?
So, can we let you have some?
No, I have to wait till she leaves. So a doctoral student that claims to be a scholar at the University of Arizona publicly identifies as a hippopotamus. And he's doing it as a rebellion against the confines of mainstream transgender culture. But the university seems eager to distance itself from Florentine Felix Morin, despite its own news release welcoming him to Tucson earlier this year. Morin is a PhD student at the University of Paris something, published his paper in the peer-reviewed Theoretical Humanities for its recent issue on the link between, we're gonna stick that in there later on, the Department of Gender and Women's Studies are welcoming him with open arms. At what point do we call stupid and stop doing this? Come on, seriously.
I think we're there.
I hope you're right. I mean, come on. This is to the point where nobody in a position of authority wants to call out any of these people. Nobody in a position of authority wants to say, okay, look, I get it. But, you know, wearing a colander on your head isn't a real religion either, okay? Just because you think you're a hippo, you know, pink hippo at that, it doesn't mean that you are. I'm lost. Help me.
Unfortunately, I can't, but I think that this is why the world is in such a state right now. You know, it's why we have these, fools, you know, walking into places with bombs and things like this, because people are too afraid to speak out. I mean, shouldn't someone give this guy a good slap, his mother, and say, stop being so damn ridiculous, you're not a hippo, you're a human being, act like one. You know, because I've even had people write to me and say, do you really identify as a unicorn? Of course I don't identify as a unicorn, but I'm being as stupid as these people that are saying things like, I'm transracial, and I'm trans-unicorn. You know, it's that stupid. Mm-hmm. And if we subscribe to it, we're just as guilty as they are.
Sandra, what are they?
So you gotta speak out.
But what are they? Look at. I kind of get. I remember a couple of years ago, you and I were having a conversation. Also, a couple of my other gay friends, we were talking about this, and I said, you know, they were so afraid that if they didn't support, even though some of them didn't feel it was so secure, but if they didn't support the transgender community, that their support would wane or that their validity would wane. And I said, I don't know how you see that. You have the parts, you subscribe to the parts, you say, I just want to use them differently than A, B, C, and D. The transgender community says, no, I've been born with all the wrong parts, everything I got is wrong, it needs to be fixed. And then all the other alphabets after that are just, they just elude me to no end. I'm just lost with those. But
oh, you missed the part. I want them to be fixed, and I want somebody else to pay for it because I'm entitled, and that's the way it should be in this society, that someone should pay for my fixing.
Yeah, so, you know, all this trans stuff, trans species, trans male, trans female, and it's more than just trans species, right? We've had all, trans, like you said, transracial. So now we accept this term trans to apply to everything after it. And I don't think it's healthy. I don't think it's right. I don't think it's real, and I don't think it's healthy.
Well, when I was in college and I was studying psychology, we talked about trans, not as in with reference just to trans people, but trans actually means on the move, you know, like transportation. It means moving something from one place to another. So I don't get where they adopt this. Are you moving towards being a different color? Are you moving towards being a different sex? If that's the case, okay, I can respect that. But then when you get there, why aren't you just a woman? Or why aren't you just black? Why do you have to make such a big deal out of it and be trans? You know, this is why I'm a trans unicorn. It's just to highlight the idiocy of the level of this commentary.
Yeah,
I mean, it's 2017. Are we sick of it?
It's interesting you should say that, because it's kind of where my head is at with the Jenner, right? I mean, now, I understand that all the surgeries have been done. If you really were transitioning to be a woman, wouldn't you want to just call yourself a woman now? That's it? End of discussion without anything else?
Yeah. Well, I have some friends that are trans. My friends that are trans, that were born male and became female, they actually call themselves female. They say, I'm a woman. They don't say, I'm trans, because there's a difference between it being something that you actually feel and something that you're politicizing. Because ultimately, you know, if you want to mutilate your body, I can't stop you from doing that if you're an adult. But then when you do, shut up about it.
I like.
Isn't that simplistic.
I think it is, too. I think it's once you do what you're going to do, shut up, don't make it a big deal, move on. And then and the other thing about that is don't get upset with people who don't understand and will treat you like a human, but don't want to get all into it, if you would. I think that's amazing,
right.
too. It's like, look, they're willing to accept you or tolerate or whatever word makes you happy. So why do you have to beat it into them? Why not leave them alone?
I think there's a shock element with some of it, Joe. It's kind of like, you know, when I first came out, when I first, you know, was cool with saying that I was gay, I had to tell everyone. You know, in the UK, they have milk delivered by a milkman. I know they do in some areas a milk delivery person. I even told the milkman that I was gay, and he was like, oh, okay, Xander.
The milk is still $8.12 a gallon. Yeah. I don't care what you are.
It's gas for gay people, dude. Shut up.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of, you know, and they get mad at me for that. I did a piece the other day about, and I know this isn't what we agreed to talk about, but I think you can appreciate this. We were talking about heroes, okay? And I said, I am tired of hearing about how Bruce Jenner was a hero, Caitlyn Jenner's a hero, and I went through the whole list, and I said, that might take courage to come out. That may take courage to do those things. But the hero is the guy that jumps in front of a bullet for you. The hero is the guy who doesn't know who you are, and he's running towards the buildings that are crumbling because you just might still be in there breathing.
Yeah.
That's the hero. The hero is the guy that has a gun overseas, and he's taking out people that want to come here and fly their planes into a building. I got some nasty emails on that because, you know, I'm not a trans. I don't know what it's like to come out. I'm sorry, guys. If you're listening now, I'm sorry. You're not a hero. Maybe you're courageous. Maybe you're brave.
You
I don't know the words.
Italian there, Joe.
Ooh,
wasn't that
thank
difficult?
You. That was tough. Yeah, that was really tough to do. But you see what you don't take exception to that, do you? You understand what I'm trying to say?
No. But I have to say, in fairness, Joe, there was a point when I may have done because there is this ideology in the LGBTQABCDFG where you're brainwashed to agree, and that's worrying because there are some people that are very insecure and have been, you know, kicked out of families and kicked out of situations, and so they want that belonging, and in order to keep that belonging, they have to keep up the ideology, and I think that's really sad. Because Joe, in fairness, when we first met, that's where I was because I attacked you over things you said that I wouldn't now because I've evolved and you know I've been programmed.
And we got to know each other. We got to know the heart of each other. I think that's a big thing that we don't take the time to do. All right, we're going for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Raymond from Wisconsin. I really do appreciate you weighing in. I love when you guys do that. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back with Xander Gibb right after this.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy and myself, want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Please answer the question.
For the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there. And you give me your email address. I want you to do a whole bunch of stuff, okay? First, I want you to give me my – I'm very needy tonight. I need you to give me your email address, all right? It's right up there. You can put it in. I send out an email once a week. Once a lousy week, you can throw that email in the trash all you want to, but there's good stuff in there at times, good stories. Let's you know who we're going to have on for guests, what we're going to be talking about. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, you're going to find out you don't have to hate them. And as long as you take in context, if you're just really off the loon train and you're really far left, it's just going to make you pop an eyeball. Because right away you're going to hate it because I start talking about God in the very first sentence. So you're going to go out of your mind. But if you take it for what it is... then I think you're going to learn something. And if you're on the right, I still think you're going to learn something. And then buy the shirt. See the shirt behind me up on the wall? I finally put it on the wall so you can see it. Hashtag Stand for America. Look, guys, we have all this stuff going on out there. You've got the quote-unquote resistance movement all around the place. Stop giving in to them. Start getting involved and getting engaged so we can fight back. And we, the some of us, like Xander, who are on the front line, we're willing to fight, we're willing to put our face out front, our body out front, but we need you there behind us. We need you helping us out. Now,
amen.
Yeah, you look at how these people addressed, I mean, these grassroots organizations that somehow have perfect signs, everybody's dressed in black, they have T-shirts that say resist, those T-shirts aren't free, I'm sure. So all I'm saying is, don't let us hang. Don't let them hang. We waited way too long to push back. It's time to heat it up. And I'm not talking about violence. Let's be clear. There's no violence being spoken about here, but stand your ground. Seriously. Anyway, Xander Gibb joins me as he does every Friday to kick off the weekend. I always enjoy when he does. And Xander, thanks for being with me. And you do stand. And don't you agree with me? I mean, they've got to support us.
I do. Yeah, and it's true because the T-shirts aren't free, because if they were, I would have got the one that you promised me before.
All right.
Go on, say they do.
We'll send them. But I'm tired of sending stuff to the pizza joint that you always tell me to send it to, because you won't give me a real address.
Yeah, it's the care of address.
Yeah, I know. That's right. I know where to find you, but be careful. I'll publish it and send them.
Unicorn Pizza, New York City.
All right.
Send your stuff there, Kara. But you are right, Joe, and it's very hard being on the front line every day, and we do get attacked, and, some of us don't get paid for doing our shows. Some of us do it for love of country, and, I get attacked every other day. If they're not saying I look like Meatloaf, they're saying I look like the guy from Lost, or they're saying I'm ugly, or they're saying some hateful stuff. But I still get myself out there every day. I'm not there to look pretty. I'm there to make a difference,
Yeah. Well, as you can see, I'm not there to look pretty either, you know what I'm saying? So,
I wasn't going to say anything, Joe.
Thank you. There you go. Thanks a lot for that, Xander.
You're welcome.
You're anytime. So there's a high school that decided to ban pro-life clubs, right? And because they're way too controversial. So in Pennsylvania, administrators at the Pennsylvania High School said yes to the Gay Straight Alliance Club on the same day that they said no to the pro-life club. Why? Because the pro-life club is way too controversial. Now, I've always been one, and this is what I always say. It's equality for everybody or for no one. There are no gray areas with this stuff, right? So it's really interesting and funny that the reason I believe, this is my personal opinion, I believe that all the clubs have the right to exist, but the reason they said yes to the Gay Straight Alliance and no to the pro-life is because the Gay Straight Alliance is a thing to do. It's okay. They're kind of a safe place doing that. But the pro-life clubs, well, that's still not, that's still not been solidified yet. It is just so wrong, is it not? I mean, and it actually makes the straight, quote-unquote straight, I guess, can you still use that word? I haven't heard that word in a long time. Yeah, whatever. It makes the straight group or whatever kind of resent what's going on, does it not? I mean, it creates resentment, doesn't it?
I think so, because I never get why, some cliques are included and some are not. How can you say that Gay Straight Alliance is any more or less valid than, a pro-life group?
You can't.
You can't.
I don't care if it's a Muslim studies group. I don't care if it's a unicorn studies group. It doesn't matter.
Studies.
I said
don't
studies.
Don't be discriminate.
Yeah. but I think what they do, they don't. Well, I don't know if they don't realize or they just think we're too low IQ to figure it out. But I think they don't realize that they're creating the resentment, they're creating the tension, they're creating the reasons that we resent when somebody says, I don't care what it is. Somebody says, okay, we're gonna create a Muslim. We're gonna give you a Muslim prayer place in school, and you go, you know what? Great. That's wonderful. When did the Christian kids get that? Oh, no, I can't do that. I have a separation of church and state.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, definitely not.
So the other group is fine, but this one's not. Oh, okay, I got it. Yeah, I can see the equality there. Big deal.
But clearly, the world has become come in like Facebook because Facebook will like this. You know, you can have groups on there that say kill the gays, kill the cops, kill the Christians. But if you want a group that says kill the Muslims, oh, gosh, there you're banned right away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's...
And I never thought this idea. I don't want anybody to be killed. I hasten to add. Not even Kathy Griffin. But, you know, I still think that allowing some groups that are about killing certain members of the public are not good.
Well, here, you know, I agree with you. I only agree with violence in one area, and that is if you ever molest a small child, then I have the right to commit every bit of violence I want on you. But other
well,
than
give
that...
Well, give me a shout, and I will halt them while you kick them.
That's what I mean.
That's so, the best plan.
You like that, do you? But yeah. I don't believe in I really don't believe in violence except to protect oneself. But other than that, no, you don't go out bullying somebody, lording over somebody, or any of that to get your point across. You go out and you stand on the truth. Matter of fact, that's funny because that's what Christians are told: the truth will always overshadow the darkness. So just go out there and stand on the truth, and that's exactly what we should be doing. So it's just amazing to me. And you know, we've been shut down for I think it's the first time in year in a while, first time ever. We were shut down two or three times in one night, but that was because we were making fun of, what's that guy's name? Zuckerberg, right? And
are you kidding me? They shut you down.
Oh, twice. We were talking about, I'm almost afraid to talk about it now, but we were talking about his, what's that? Yeah,
Transmistress.
Yeah, the commencement. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate that. All right. And that's if you're going to ban anybody, it's Xander Gibb Live. So we were talking about his commencement speech. Yeah, take a breath over there. Talk about his commencement speech and how he said that everybody should get a basic salary and the government should pay for it. So nobody should be without a job. You'd have zero unemployment. I don't know. That's kind of like welfare, right?
We just went down.
Yeah.
Really?
No, I mean, it's clear he's a liberal ideology. You know, I think, yeah, that's fine, but Mark Zuckerberg should pay it because he's got all this money that is made from selling our information. Give us some back. We want a percentage of it.
Yeah, well, I'll take a nickel each. You can afford that. Anyway.
Yeah.
But so, and then the one night I was talking about abortion, all of a sudden the show went down again. So there are certain topics that are keyword topics for them that they grab, they run with, and they shut you down over. And you know, it was funny because I've had callers. Let's just be honest about it. You already know this. People, you need to understand something. If you're a conservative and you believe in conservative values, you know, you believe in capitalism and what have you, Facebook has every right in the world to decide what they're going to listen to and what they're not, and what they want to shut down
right.
and what they don't. It is a privately held company, well, publicly held, but you know what I'm saying.
You don't have rights to freedom of speech on social media.
That's right.
And I thought you did because I was going to take action against Twitter for some of the things that they've shut me down for. And, you know, obviously Facebook said I couldn't use the word F-A-G-G-O-T even when I was talking about myself. But there, you have no constitutional protection on social media for regarding freedom of speech.
We had that problem where I got a call from one of the people at the stations when he used the word. When I said, "Look, the man is gay and he was making a point. I'm not going to tell him he can't use the word." It's like me
right.
when I use Guinea or Dago. I'm sorry. I'm Italian. I lived through some of those things.
Right.
I have a right to use it when I'm explaining something. So it's really funny how touchy people are, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. I wasn't even using it in a derogatory way on Facebook. I was saying it was that the woman from the Brady Bunch or whatever it was, someone had been offensive to her, and she used that back as an example. And I said, why shouldn't she if he was offensive to her? And so, you know, I can't say that word or anything pertaining to that on Facebook because I get banned.
Yeah, it's you know what? It's, again, it's what I've been saying. I think you'll agree with me. They don't want equality. They really don't
want
equality. They want control. And that's dangerous.
They don't.
You know?
It totally is because ultimately, free speech is about people that we don't agree with
yep.
and the commentary that we don't agree with. You know, I will fight for anyone's right to say it. I don't have to agree with it.
Yeah. Well, look at the night that the first time you came on the show and we talked about it. We weren't sure we were going to agree with each other at all, but how do you open dialogue with somebody
yeah.
if all you do is point at each other and go, I can't stand you, and you're not willing to talk about it? Some people don't even know why they don't stand each other. Look, we're up against... Go ahead. Quick.
Isn't it interesting? interesting, just very quickly, isn't it interesting that if we hadn't have started that dialogue, we wouldn't be talking now?
No, no, no. And you'd still be talking about, you know, the jerks known as guys like me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just crazy,
yeah.
Isn't it? And I'm sure
exactly.
I'm sure you still say that when you hang up, but that's beside the point. Anyway.
I do, but I don't see your wife when she comes on my show.
Xander, always a pleasure. Really quick, tell people where to find you.
XanderGibb.com.
All right, Xander, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me tonight.
Thank you.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hey, the Conservarican joins us in the next hour. I'm not telling you who it is if you don't know. I'll tell you the next hour. You have to come back. If you're on Facebook, you got to restart it about 3 minutes past the hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Really, don't go far. You don't want to miss this.